This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Here in the United States, people in Southern California remain on edge after two major earthquakes jolted much of the state. Measured at 6.4 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the two shocks were the area's largest in at least two decades. The first one was centered in the Mojave Desert, the second near the town of Ridgecrest on the edge of Death Valley, about 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. Several thousand homes lost power, and there were fires and reports of cracked buildings, along with gas line and water main breaks. The state's Office of Emergency Services is on its highest alert level. Mark Ghilarducci heads that office.
We know that there's been quite a bit of damage, and we know that there's been a lot of impact. So we are moving resources from these various agencies and departments that are represented here into staging area to get them as close as possible.
He also spoke of damages in Ridgecrest.
Structure fires, mostly as a result of gas leaks or gas line breaks. There are gas line breaks throughout the city. There are also reports of water main breaks.
And he addressed himself to injuries.
We have not had any reports of fatalities yet, but we do know that there have been injuries. There's been a significant increased number of EMS calls to the 911 centers.
At this hour, aftershocks are still being felt in Southern California. National Guard troops have been called in to help in stricken areas. A Syrian monitor says 13 people, including seven children and three women, were killed today in what it calls a horrific massacre in Syria's western Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports the attack was carried out by Bashar al-Assad's warplanes and helicopters. Syria has been devastated since 2011 by a multi-layered civil war, and Idlib province has been repeatedly the scene of civilian bloodshed. More news at voanews.com. The United States next week will consult with the United Nations Nuclear Agency over the Iran situation. Certain to be included, Tehran's announced plan to ratchet up its uranium enrichment this weekend. The meeting with the International Atomic Energy Agency is set for Wednesday. The International Organization for Migration warns that a massive displacement of people in Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri and North Kivu provinces poses a serious health hazard. It is a two-headed problem: renewed inter-ethnic fighting and Ebola. Joel Millman is the IOM spokesman in Geneva.
Poor hygiene conditions and displacement sites severely increase the risk that Ebola, as well as cholera, measles, and acute respiratory diseases will spread. Many of these people are seeking assistance in Ebola-affected Bunia. The displacement site, officially called General Hospital Site, has received more than 5,000 new internally displaced persons, increasing the site's population to 10,000, or twice its capacity.
African officials are in Niger's capital, Niamey, this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the so-called operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. 50 heads of state and foreign ministers are expected to take part in Sunday's meeting on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers, the pact is aimed at increasing employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people, and to make Africans more competitive. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg reports little progress in talks with Russia on the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which was seen as a major achievement during the Cold War. He said the chances of salvaging the treaty were going down day by day. Moscow insists it is complying with the INF Accord, signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in the 1980s. NATO says Moscow is in violation of the agreement. The United States is set to pull out of the treaty next month. The U.S. says it hopes for a peace deal with the Afghan Taliban in the next few months, but many analysts and Afghan officials as well are skeptical, since the Afghan government and the Taliban have yet to hold direct talks. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said last month in Kabul that the U.S. is aiming for a peace deal before September 1st. A judge has finalized the divorce of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie, notable, among other things, for the money involved. Bloomberg reports the divorce agreement gives the former Mrs. Bezos 4% of Amazon stock, valued at $38.3 billion, enough to make her 22nd on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Jeff Bezos will retain a 12% stock in the retail giant worth nearly $115 billion. Gene Randall, VOA News.